The following message from Pastor Greg Laurie is made possible by some special friends of this ministry. Pastor Greg?
I wanted to say a special word of thanks to the Harvest Partners who make this ministry possible.
Next time you're online, check out Pastor Greg's personal blog at blog.greglaurie.com.
We cannot overcome the devil in our own strength. You and I need to pray. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pastor Greg Laurie reminds us we're no match for the devil's supernatural strength, but he's no match against God Almighty. That should inform our prayers.
So when I say deliver me from temptation, I'm saying, Lord, help me to be smart and avoid those things that will bring me down. But ultimately, Lord, give me the strength I need to resist.
This is the day when the lost are found. This is the day for a new beginning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Again you hear all the angels are singing. This is the day when life begins.
Ever try to run up a downward escalator? Sounds silly, but kids try it all the time, just to see if they can. When we try to fight against the lures of temptation on our own strength, we're running up a downward escalator. The momentum against us is just too much. Well, today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us change escalators and embrace the power and provision of God through prayer. When we're moving in the same direction as the Spirit of God, the journey is a whole lot easier.
Now imagine if you could go to an elite university and have a class taught by the finest person in that field from all of history. For instance, you could study music under Beethoven, have a drama class taught by Shakespeare, be taught political science by Thomas Jefferson. How about a philosophy class taught by C.S. Lewis? Well, we would like that because they're experts in the field. How about this? A class on prayer taught by Jesus Christ. That sounds good to me. I'd be in that class. Who knows more about prayer than Jesus? And so that's what we're going to look at here. The disciples came to him. They said, Lord, we have a question. Would you teach us how to pray? Jesus gave them this prayer. I'm going to be reading from Matthew 6. Verses 9 to 14. And I'll tell you what, I want us all to do this out loud together. This is the New King James Version. Let's read it together. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. But what does Jesus teach us in this template for prayer? When you pray, you say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, if we wrote the Lord's Prayer, it would probably sound like this. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Let's just get down to business. Here's my list. Now, there's a place for petition. Nothing wrong with asking the Father in heaven for what you need. But notice that Jesus says, first, take time, effectively, to contemplate the greatness of God. Now, there are exceptions. If you fell off a ladder and you're on your way down, help will do, okay? You can't even finish the Lord's Prayer. God help. But as I think about the awesomeness of God, as I contemplate the greatness and bigness of God, it will cause me to see my problem, challenge, need in a different light. It won't change it necessarily, but it will change my perspective. I'll see it differently because, listen to this, God is bigger than your problem. Whatever it is, God is bigger. And so my Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, set apart be your name, honored and glorified be your name. God wants us to bring our needs before him each and every day. God wants us to bring our needs before him each and every day. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? Well, it's obvious that bread was a staple of the first century diet. So it includes that, but bread speaks of everything. It speaks of your finances. It speaks of a roof over your head. It speaks of your health. Just everything you need in life, my daily bread. And it's a reminder that everything I have in life is provided for me by God. Notice it says, give me this day my daily bread. It doesn't say, give me this month my monthly bread or this year my yearly bread. The Lord will sometimes allow things to happen in our lives that will remind us we need Him every day. Maybe you're going through something like that right now. All of a sudden, oh wow, you have this financial crisis. All of a sudden, you have this health scare. All of a sudden, you have this problem in your marriage, or you have this problem with your kids, or you have this other problem. And it's like, God, help. That's okay. Sometimes He'll allow these things to remind us that He's the provider. And we need to come to Him each and every day, not just asking for stuff, but giving Him glory for the stuff He's already given. When's the last time you just prayed a prayer of thanks? Oh, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for providing for this. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband, giving him thanks. But here's where it gets tricky. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Wait, what? Yeah, forgive people. But Greg, this person, they hurt me. This person bullied me. On social media. This person insulted me. This person did something that's so horrible. I can't forgive them ever. Really? Jesus said, you better be praying not only for your daily bread, but you better be praying and extending forgiveness every single day. It's a great concept, forgiveness. I love forgiveness until it's time for me to forgive someone that doesn't deserve it. Now, let's just concede the point. They don't deserve it. Therefore, I will not forgive them. Okay, hold on now. Do you deserve forgiveness? Well, no. Okay. You don't deserve forgiveness, yet God gave it to you. Why would you not extend it to another person as well? The Bible says, you've been forgiven. Therefore, be tender-hearted, forgiving others. But listen to this. One person put it this way, forgiveness is not about absolving the perpetrator, it's about healing the victim. Here's another statement I like, forgiveness isn't giving in to another person, it's getting free of that person. Get it? See, in a way it's even not about that person. Let's just say, here's this person, he did this thing to me, I choose to forgive him, doesn't deserve it, did it anyway. Who's getting free now? Him? Not really. But I am, because that's not driving me crazy. So when he walks in a room, I'm not seething over in the side, because I've let it go. Let it go.
Pastor Greg Laurie will have the second half of his message in just a moment. We hear from so many listeners who have found strength through Pastor Greg's ministry, and it often helps them in life's most difficult times.
Dear Pastor Greg, I was gifted your book, As It Is in Heaven, about 2 months ago from a friend. I couldn't put it down. At the beginning of this year, my brother and 10-year-old nephew died in a tragic house fire that took my grandparents' homestead to the ground in minutes before the firefighters could arrive. We went through 2.5 months with no answers until my poor father discovered my brother's remains in the rubble. Authorities believe my brother had been too close to the explosion and basically was made into dust. My brother had a propane tank in the house with a small heater keeping the pipes from freezing, and the tank exploded and took their lives with it. These last 3 months have been a nightmare, as you can imagine. I'm writing to say I believe it's mostly thanks to you and your book that I have been walking closer to Jesus than I ever have. And through discovering you, I've been able to be a solid rock of unwavering faith for my family and my parents. Since I've read your book, I have found your podcasts, and I listen every single night while doing my computer work and even when I'm driving. Up until now, I was a lukewarm Christian. I'd never fully read the Bible and wasn't thirsty to learn more. Your sermons on trials and suffering have brought me so much hope, more than I can really explain. You have changed my life for the best.
We're blessed to hear when Pastor Greg's message has helped, especially in a time of trial. Would you consider sharing your story with us? If so, call and leave us a message at 1-866-871-1144. 1-866-871-1144.
Well, today, Pastor Greg is offering practical help toward a more productive prayer life based on the Lord's Prayer. And our thanks to our Harvest partners and others who support this ministry for helping to make today's insight possible.
My last point, we cannot overcome the devil in our own strength. We cannot overcome the devil in our own strength. Verse 4, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. A better translation of this would be deliver us from the evil one, and that would be Lucifer or the devil. We cannot completely remove ourselves from temptation, otherwise we would have to leave the entire planet. And even if you did that, let's say you got into one of those spaceships that Elon Musk is building, and you're in space, I'm free, oh, you get tempted in space too. Walking around on the moon, you'll still have bad thoughts, come on. It's going to follow you wherever you go. So the point of it is that I need God's help. Really what I'm praying is, Lord, don't allow me to walk into a situation that would overwhelm me and cause me to sin, but deliver me from temptation and any trap the devil has set for me. It's really an acknowledgement of human weakness. One passage I memorized as a very young man, I still remember today. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, wait, I forgot it. No, I did. You were hoping I did, though, weren't you? No, I have forgotten it. No, I haven't. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God, who is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Allow me to loosely paraphrase it. There's always a way out of every temptation. How many of you have ever been tempted to sin? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you have ever given in to that temptation? Raise your hand. Okay. Wow, you're a wicked bunch of people. What's going on? I'm kidding. So we've given in, but there was always a way out, wasn't there? And if you're honest, the way out was sometimes as simple as the door. I need to walk out of this door and it will be better. It'd be like if you drive by Krispy Kreme donuts. Now, I've eaten 6 in one city. Really? You're like, oh, am I the only one? How many of you have eaten 6 Krispy Kreme donuts? Raise your hand. Okay. You're as bad as me. How many of you have eaten more than 6? Raise your hand. Now I'm doing it to you. They're good though. Aren't they good? They're good going down. I mean, they literally melt in your mouth. Add some cold milk. Yes. But they're not so good after they've been sitting in your stomach. I went there a while ago with some friends, and actually a couple of years ago, we're on motorcycles, and I ate 6 and milk, and literally, I'm on my motorcycle at night, it's freezing, and I feel like I'm falling asleep. I'm in a food coma, because there's the sugar spike, and then the sugar crash, right? Okay, this is like sin. Apologies to Krispy Kreme, I don't want letters from attorneys. Your donuts are awesome, okay, but that's the problem. They're nice going down, but afterwards it's like, what was I thinking? Then you get in your scale and it breaks. Okay, that's not a good sign. There was a way out. I didn't have to say, pull the car over, get out of the car, walk in. But they always give you the first one free. They know you'll get hooked. They're smart over there at Krispy Kreme. There's always a way out of every temptation you face. Don't tell me you can't get out of the trap you're in. Don't tell me you can't get out of an immoral relationship. Don't tell me you can't stop looking at porn. Don't tell me you can't control your temper. Don't tell me you can't stop drinking or stop using drugs or whatever it is you're doing. Don't tell me that, because you can, and there's a way out if you want to take the way out. But then we'll say, I can, I'm just, the devil got hold of me. The devil made me do it. The devil's powerful, but he needs your cooperation. So when I say deliver me from temptation, I'm saying, Lord, help me to be smart and avoid those things that will bring me down. But ultimately, Lord, give me the strength I need to resist. Jesus gave us this template for prayer to encourage us to pray. And the reason I chose this message today in particular is I just want to remind you, you need to pray about everything. Just pray about everything. Get into a habit of prayer. You know, we make prayer very formal. Well, it's time to ask the blessing. Sometimes it's even like, the food's there and everyone's eating. No one asked the blessing. Oh, everybody stopped. Your mouth is full. And then you pray there. It's like, you messed up. You didn't pray the little token prayer. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to give thanks, but we get hung up. It becomes a rule. Or we pray with our kids before they go to bed. These are all good things, but we need to expand way beyond that. And we need to get into a lifestyle of prayer. So when that burden hits me, right then I pray. When I'm driving down the road and something comes to me, troubles me, concerns me, I just turn it into a prayer, right? Just keep your eyes open. You're driving. But Philippians 4 says, don't worry about anything, pray about everything, and the peace of God that passes all human understanding will guard, protect your mind in Christ Jesus. Pray. Cry out to God in your sorrow and pain. Call on the Lord for his provision, his protection, and his guidance. And give thanks to the Lord for your joys and his provision. Let me loop back to something I said earlier. I want to keep talking about Krispy Kreme donuts. No, I don't. I'm done with those. I want to loop back to that statement of Jesus. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. That's an interesting word, debts. You think it just say, forgive us our sins, and it is translated that way in some translations. But debts is a really apropos word that is chosen here, because the word that Jesus uses here for forgive means to cancel a debt, specifically. Sin is a debt, and it is a debt I can't pay. It'd be like if you found out you owed the IRS $5 million and you had 10 bucks in your account. There's no way you can pay that debt. Well, you owe all these things because of your sin, because of our sin. So I'm saying, Lord, pay my debt. Pay my debt right now. And that's exactly what he did on the cross. The Bible says he canceled the debt that you owed at the cross. And as I've often said, he came to pay a debt he did not owe, because we owed a debt we could not pay. But he settled it at the cross. Everything's paid for. Another way this is sometimes translated is trespasses. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's a good translation as well. You know the word trespass. Sometimes you see it maybe in a park. They just planted some grass and they have a little cord there and a sign hanging off of it. No trespassing. They don't want you to be stomping on their new grass. And so when I trespass, I'm breaking a commandment. I'm crossing a line. Listen, every one of us has crossed that line. Every one of us have sinned. Every one of us needs Jesus. And I want to close by asking you this. Have you asked him to forgive you of your sin? Only the Christian, only the child of God can say, my Father who art in heaven. Now, if you're a non-believer, you can say God up there somewhere. But for me, for us, he's our Father. And that's because of what Jesus did. After Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, he appeared to Mary Magdalene there at the tomb. And he said, I am going to go to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Oh, wait. Now it's not just that Jesus calls him Father. You can call him Father too, because of relationship. Only through Christ. Have you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sin? Are you still bound by the power of sin? Are you trapped by some vice, some addiction, whatever it is? The root of it is sin. It may express itself in other ways, but the root is sin. Only Christ can break the power of sin in your life, and he can do it for you right here, right now. But you have to reach out to him and say, God, help me. Lord, I know I've sinned. I'm sorry. I turn from it. Jesus, rescue me. Come into my life and forgive me of all of my sin. And that can happen for you as well. Because Jesus, who died on the cross, rose again from the dead 3 days later. And he's right here, right now, standing at the door of your life, and he is knocking. And he is saying, if you'll hear his voice and open the door, he will come in. Would you like Jesus to come into your life? Would you like to know God is your Father? Would you like your sin forgiven today? It can happen. Let's all pray together. Father, I ask you to speak to the hearts here and those that are listening wherever they are. Help them to see their need for you. Help them to come to you. Help them to believe in you. Right now, we ask. Amen.
Pastor Greg Laurie with an important prayer. And if you'd like to make a change today in your relationship with the Lord, Pastor Greg will help you do that in just a moment before today's edition of A New Beginning concludes. If you had any interruptions during the last half hour, you can hear what you missed by listening online at harvest.org. Just look for the message called In Case of Emergency, or call us for a CD copy at 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. And then, have you requested your copy of Jeremy Camp's book, I Still Believe? Jeremy, of course, is such a popular singer-songwriter. He's been Pastor Greg's music guest at the Harvest Crusades many, many times. But few know his story. He grew up in a family challenged by alcoholism, with little money but lots of stress. Years later, Jeremy found the Lord, and he found a girl he wanted to marry. He loved her deeply. But Melissa was diagnosed with cancer right before they were married. And just weeks after their wedding, Melissa went home to Jesus. Jeremy tells the heart-rending story in the book I Still Believe, and he explained part of the story to Pastor Greg.
Honestly, I remember I was on the ground after she died, and I was in a fetal position, and I remember God speaking to my heart and just saying she had just died, and he said, stand up and worship me. Mm. And I remember I didn't feel like it, of course, there was like three times I heard stand up and worship me. So I remember I finally was like, okay, I stood up, had no strength. My dad, you know, lifted my arm up and to help me up. And I remember I sat there and started worshiping, and I felt the presence of God so strong in that room. He was just saying, I'm here, I'm with you. And if I wouldn't have been obedient to take that step, then I wouldn't have experienced that. And so I tell people a lot, you know, it's sometimes just taking a step, you know, even if you don't feel like it, you know, and even questioning in a sense, the why, because I remember saying why, and God just said, I remember thinking about Christ on the cross, and you know, he did say, my God, why have you forsaken
me? That's right.
I think people get afraid to say, God, why? Because they don't want to feel like they're going to be struck down, and they're not, because God understands. He knows your pain. He knows your hurt. It says we have a high priest that can empathize with your weaknesses, you know? So when you feel like no one understands, he knows the innermost parts of your being. He formed you before you were in your mother's womb. He knew you. Yeah. He knows everything about you. He knows those hurts and those pains. And I think sometimes that if we don't know what to do, and we feel like that, do we even take, you know, we can't even take a step. It's like God saying, you don't have to. I got you. I'm going to carry you. You just trust me. You know, fall in my arms and trust me.
Helpful words from Jeremy Camp. And by the way, we want to offer the book that Jeremy himself has written called I Still Believe. He'll go into detail and tell you all that he went through with his wife, Melissa, and their beautiful love story, the very difficult times they went through together, and the hope that he has found despite what could seem like hopeless circumstances. And as you know, a film's coming out very soon, just days away, called I Still Believe, a major film in theaters nationwide. Eventually, it'll be worldwide. But before you see the movie, you want to read this book. And I'll send this book to you for your gift of any size. And I mean literally your gift of any size. You send just a little, we'll rush a copy to you. But others can send a little more. And the reason we offer these resources is so you will help to support our ministry so we can continue to do what we do each and every day, which is teach the word of God and proclaim the gospel and invite people to believe in Jesus Christ. So listen, get your copy right now of Jeremy Kemp's book, I Still Believe. Here's Dave to tell you more.
Yeah, it's our gift to say thank you to those who partner with us to help keep these daily studies coming your way. And to say thank you for your investment in evangelism. In fact, a special word of thanks to our Harvest partners and all those who invest regularly. If you'd like to become a Harvest partner and make an investment each month in whatever amount the Lord leads and enables, well, first of all, we'd be so very grateful. And we'd like to show our gratitude with a copy of Jeremy's book, I Still Believe. So we hope you'll get in touch today by calling 1-800-821-3300. We can help you with all the Harvest Partner details when you call 1-800-821-3300. Or write us with your first gift at A New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Or go online and look for the words Harvest Partner at harvest.org. And then, Pastor Greg, just before we go, would you mind praying with the person listening who wants to make a change today in their relationship with the Lord?
I'd be happy to, Dave. You know, as you've been listening to this today, maybe you've heard another voice. By that I mean, yeah, you heard me say a few things, but you heard God's voice speak to you deep in the recesses of your heart. And it suddenly dawned on you, this is what I need. Or to state it more accurately, this is who I need. I need Jesus, and I want Jesus. But maybe you don't know how to make that connection. Let me help you. Pray this after me right now if you want Jesus Christ to come into your life. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sin, and I need your forgiveness right now. Would you come into my heart, my life, as Savior, as God, as friend? I choose to follow you from this moment forward. Thank you for calling me and accepting me and forgiving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I know that was a relatively short prayer. Maybe you felt something as you prayed it. Maybe you felt nothing. That doesn't really matter, because God's word says, these things we write to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. It doesn't say so you may think you have it, or you may hope you have it if God's in a good mood. No, that you can know it. And I want you to know, if you pray that prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come into your life. So congratulations. You're now a Christian. Now continue to follow the Lord.
And to help you, we'd like to send you some resource materials we call our New Believers Growth Packet. It'll answer many of the questions you might have and get you started off right in your new relationship with the Lord. So get in touch and ask for it. We'll send it free of charge. Write A New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Or call 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. Or go online to harvest.org and click on Know God. Well, next time, Pastor Greg begins a short series on a big topic. Have you ever felt your prayer life needed a little help? Well, he'll help us dig into some great instruction on prayer from the Lord himself next time on A New Beginning.
The preceding message from Greg Laurie was made possible by Harvest Partners, helping people everywhere know God. Sign up for Pastor Greg's free daily email devotions at harvest.org.